It is Friday, January 18th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from Culligan of Northwest Arkansas, offering drinking water and a variety of water treatment products and services available for home or business. Products include water softeners, filtration systems, reverse osmosis drinking water systems, plus bottled water and softener salt delivery. 717-2960 or hallswater.com for more information.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, two Northwest Arkansas legislators, one from each party, tackle wage theft.
Plus, Robert Ginsburg talks to Claudia Burson, and she sits down at the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway piano to play an original composition. We'll also get a preview of the Regional Art Museum in Fort Smith that opens tomorrow night and more.
First, former Arkansas House Speaker Robert Moore has been named to a 10-year term on the Arkansas Highway Commission. Governor Mike Beebe made the announcement yesterday, with Moore replacing Commission Chair Madison Murphy, whose term on the panel is expiring. Moore says he is realizing the significance and challenges of maintaining good highways.
What it means to families who are able to know that they can get their children to school safely, what it means to people who often have to travel long distance, go back and forth to work, and access the marketplace, not only to the consumer, but to the businesses who depend upon their customer base being wide and far. And business and industry, undoubtedly, good roads, what it means to future economic development of the state cannot be overstated.
Moore's appointment comes as an idea is being floated in the legislature to use state general revenue for highway funding, even though Arkansas voters last year approved a 10-year funding package worth nearly $2 billion. We'll have more on the story later on this edition of Ozarks.
Arkansas House Majority Leader Bruce Westerman, a Republican from Hot Springs, says GOP lawmakers will push for proposals to streamline state government. In an interview with Talk Business, Westerman says he drafted a bill that would cap spending.
I've got a bill that it says that the state budget can't grow more than the state economy is basically what it's saying, that will contain the growth of state government. And had we put this into place 10 years ago, we would have averaged about $250 to $300 million per year surplus each year and still been able to grow state government at a modest rate.
Westerman says Republican majorities will deliver on proposals they made last year to restrain spending, push for tax and legal reforms, and support policies that sustain Medicaid and promote educational excellence.
The Arkansas Supreme Court ruled yesterday it will not reconsider its ruling that allows school districts to keep excess property tax revenue if they raise more money than what is set under Arkansas's funding formula. The case stemmed from the Eureka Springs and Fountain Lake school districts. Both filed suit after the state kept additional tax collections to be spread out to other districts around the state. Governor Mike Beebe says he isn't happy with the decision.
My reaction is the same as it was before they didn't grant the rehearing. It's still a 4-3 court. I still think they messed it up, but they are the court.
State officials have warned last year's decision could jeopardize Arkansas's school funding system, which was tied up in court challenges for years.
The Milken Institute is once again placing Northwest Arkansas among the top 50 best-performing large metropolitan areas in the nation. The Fayetteville-Springdale-Rogers Metropolitan Statistical Area, which includes Washington, Benton, and Madison counties, as well as McDonald County, Missouri, is ranked 41st out of the 200 largest metropolitan areas in the nation. Northwest Arkansas was actually ranked 26th in last year's list, but the area ranked 24th in the subcategory of five-year wage growth, 8th in wage growth over the past year, and 25th in job growth over the past 12 months.
The city of Fayetteville is also receiving some recognition. According to a release by the city, Arkansas Business recognized Fayetteville as a 2012 City of Distinction in the categories of green or energy conservation initiatives and technology advancements. The awards were given to the city at the annual Municipal League Conference yesterday in Little Rock. The Green or Energy Conservation Initiatives Award was given to the city for its efforts to generate new revenue by drying and selling biosolids from the Fayetteville's wastewater treatment plants. The Technology Advancement Distinction was awarded to Fayetteville based on the development of the Arkansas Research and Technology Park.
In an entirely different ranking, one Northwest Arkansas city has been named a great place for families. Bloomberg Businessweek lists Bella Vista as the best place to raise kids in Arkansas on this year's iteration of a list of best places to raise kids in the country. According to the publication, housing costs in Bella Vista average around 16% of a household's income, and the median family income pegs just upwards of $68,500. In addition, the publication noted that the opportunities for recreation, such as fishing in one of the city's seven lakes, as well as the varied educational opportunities offered at Bentonville High School, as reasons for the city's ranking.
The final round of lineup announcements for this year's Wakarusa Music Festival is out. Announced yesterday, among the 37 acts featured in the third lineup announcement in as many weeks were Sound Tribe Sector 9, the Black Crows, and the Fayetteville band, the 1 Ounce Jig. Other acts already announced for the festival include Umphrey's McGee, Calexico, Widespread Panic, Yonder Mountain String Band, Sunvolt, and New Monsoon, just to name a few of the nearly 100 bands. Festival will be May 30th through June 2nd on Mulberry Mountain in Franklin County. More about the Wakarusa lineup on Sunday's edition of Weekend Ozarks at Large.
Tonight's weather forecast calls for mostly clear conditions with a low of 33 degrees. Tomorrow, expect sunny skies with a high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. And tomorrow night, expect clear conditions with a low from 31 in northwest Arkansas to a low of 36 in the Arkansas River Valley.